The powers that be, I'll call them the perpetrators, the people running this global crime. It is a global crime to take over all of humanity. Yeah. What they've done is they pretended that there was a serious new respiratory viral health threat. Okay, that's what they did, this virus in Wuhan. In my opinion, there never was an exaggerated, there was never any new health threat whatsoever. Partly the beauty of this, it can't go wrong because there's no moving parts. There's literally the only moving part is the PCR test. So the initial thing, an exaggerated health threat. Now, some people believe there's a new virus, but if so, it's not any more serious than influenza, not really, because flu vanished at the same time by sheer coincidence. Personally, I actually have come to the conclusion, and I will credit Andrew Cowan and his colleagues. Yeah. I had a really good chat with those guys early in 2020, and it bothered me. I realized over time I could no longer maintain my understanding of respiratory viruses as I thought I knew them. And then I learned a new bit of information recently, and it collapsed the possibility that respiratory viruses as described exist at all. They don't. People do get ill. People are ill. People have exactly the same illnesses, Peter and your listeners, exactly the same illnesses as before that horrible heathen said viruses don't exist. They still have, quotes, colds and, quotes, flu. I think we don't know what causes them, and they're not respiratory viruses.